Hello, this is Andrea Ritter, and I am the host of the Wonder Health podcast, where we share transformative information about your health and your life. And today we have a very special guest, Therese Shanley. Yes. You say Shanley?
Shanley.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to Therese. So she is a very gifted healer and an intuitive and many other things, as I'm sure we will learn. But how do you describe what it is that you do and what your gifts are?
Well, I'm a healer for sure. But I'm also a teacher, a spiritual teacher. And I think to be a good teacher, you have to be a good student. But I'm a natural born healer. I was a nurse for 30 years.
Oh.
And then that kind of parlayed into my own transformation, my own personal transformation through yoga and meditation. And meditation, which was interesting, came before the yoga.
Interesting.
I had very transformative, very powerful meditation. And that kicked me off. And then I went and did teacher training with yoga and then taught that for many years. And then that, I went up the chakras. I mean, I literally went right up the chakras. Like you're supposed to do, the Kundalini just rose up to the seventh, right? And beyond. So I taught the yoga for like 7 years. And then I taught meditation. And then I started doing the healing work when all along I was getting all my certificates in healing. And then I have a voracious appetite for just the spiritual world in general. And my love is to continue to be a student and a teacher. But yeah, the healing gifts were just innate. I just have just developed them
fully. So you were born with your gifts to be a healer.
I think so.
And then through your work as a nurse and on your journey of yoga and meditation, those gifts of intuition and insight, we'll get more into like what that actually is.
But yeah.
So that came about through the process, or have you always been able to see?
No.
Have you always been an empath?
Well, I feel like I've always been an empath because I was a nurse. And so I think most nurses are empaths. Good nurses are empaths. But I think spirit uses everything, you know, in your life to build on what you eventually will end up doing. But, you know, really, you are born with a vibration that is always that.
Right? Yes.
And then it's just you to just kind of discover and learn about the joy of being that in different ways.
Yes.
You know? And so it's taken different forms. And it's pretty cool to watch because spirit had, you know, took me, my mom, my grandmother and my aunt were both nurses.
Okay.
And in school, I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist. And then there was too much physics involved for that. I'm not good at math.
I mean, I wish.
And then I just had a teacher who, you know, I think, you know, God puts people in your path to encourage you. So I had a teacher who his wife was a nurse and encouraged me towards that. And then, you know, there it happened, right? So yes, I think I've always been an empath. But I didn't know what an empath was back when I was a nurse,
right?
You know, and I don't think I really knew that I had intuitive gifts, but you know, I really believe that we're all born intuitive. Every one of us is intuitive. That's just the language that God speaks through us, right? So, it usually takes an awakening for us to come to those gifts if we're actually supposed to be doing the kind of healing work that I do, which is the hands-on healing. And, I think that I probably had an awakening after I had my four children. I have four daughters.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Four girls.
Yes. Yes.
Bless your husband.
I know.
That is a beautiful gift.
Yeah, it is a gift.
My brother has four girls, and it is really cool.
It's just like none other. I can't even imagine having a boy. Of course, you don't get a choice, right? You embrace and love whatever child comes through. It's such a gift. But anyway, I've had a few awakenings. I'm sure most people have a lot of awakenings in their lifetime. But you know, you learn after banging your head against a wall for a while on certain particular issues in your life to surrender.
Yeah.
And then start paying attention.
Oh, I'm having an awakening right now. That's what this is? Yeah. Well, shoot, girl. You know, when you think you know, it's almost more dangerous to, like, think you know stuff than to, like, know you know nothing. You know, where you're like, okay, so awakenings bring about these wonderful changes.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and so we think we're dying, but it's really just the death of the ego.
Oh, amen. Yeah, now we're going to church.
Right? Yeah, they say dark night of the soul, it's really dark night of the ego.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, right. So it's the process of just unlearning and letting go of all of the stuff to, you know, become who you are, but you already are that. So it's kind of like you waking up to yourself as you always were, as you were born, as you always will be, which is love and light, right?
So our part, I mean, part of the constructs of the world that we are supposed to forget to remember who we truly are, because there's all this stuff and there's a lot of distractions and there's a lot of different things that are not necessarily the truth of who we are. Mm-hmm. And we may or may not subscribe to those things, but then it's like the journey of that awakening, the death of the ego, it's like we have to remember the truth of who we are in order to move to the next level, stop banging our head against the wall.
Exactly. I mean, I think the nature of the soul is that we were all brought here and incarnated on earth to evolve the soul. And so when things are really comfy and cozy and comfortable, our souls really, a lot of the times our soul is not going to evolve in that state.
It's so nice sometimes, right? Though.
Yeah. But it's those things that make us uncomfortable and those sticky things that we really struggle and battle with. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's our own mind.
Yes.
That's where the ego likes to hang out, you know, and watch TV.
So when you talk about the ego, because some of the people listening may or may not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is that? What is the ego?
It's
in a very, it's like so, a big conversation.
I don't know. Let's Google it. it's the construct of who you are. It keeps you, that's where fear lives. But it that fear keeps you safe, right?
Yeah.
So it's that guarding awareness of who you think you are, but really who you are is a soul.
Yes.
Right. And so sometimes you get confused, mm-hmm. that, you know, you're your ego, but you're not, you're your soul. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the part where meditation and prayer and
right.
whatever your personal practice is.
Yeah. But the thing is that the beauty of, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we've got to, you know, just get rid of the ego, just get rid of the ego. And it's like,
I don't know if you
can. No, you don't want to get rid of the ego, because the ego is what is the teacher that brings you into a space where you find the light. Yeah. That's the dark part of yourself, but everything has a dark and a light.
Yes.
Otherwise there wouldn't be a light. It would just be all light. Right. So, that's what evolves our soul.
Yes.
Is the darkness, so that we can then find the light. So really we should thank the darkness, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, there's darkness and then there's darkness.
You just read my mind.
We don't want to thank the darkness. You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we're not talking about
you've got a choice.
The devil.
No.
We're just talking about the shadow self.
Yeah. And the light self. Because really, we really are, it's really just an illusion that we are broken or need to be fixed or are not whole. Because really in spirit, you know, God sees us as just this incredible light. Like that's all he sees. You know, some of the master teachers that have been enlightened, you know, I think it's in an old Chinese proverb. It's master, this is wrong with this person. This is wrong with this person. It's just like, no, all I see is the light.
Yes.
You know? So it's just a good reminder.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you got your mind talking to you and things bubbling up in your awareness that arises.
Yeah.
That you don't really like or that are uncomfortable. So that's where meditation comes in.
Yeah.
Knowing that you are really the awareness. You really are just the awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's behind the eyes.
Yeah.
So
I love
the
it.
Soul too, right?
So when did you start hearing the spirits and the guides and the angels? And like, cause that's a whole other layer.
Yeah.
Like you're a healer, you're an empath, you allow that energy to move through you, but you actually can hear and see.
Yeah. Yeah. So honestly, I mean, if you look at my website, you'll see that I have a lot of training. So, I mean, we go right back to my nursing training. I mean, when I was doing nursing, I was in hospice.
Oh, wow.
And I was in some intense situations in ICU, which was, I was dealing with death and dying. And
right.
I could see the physical body and I could tend to the physical body, but I also saw the holistic picture. I saw their mm-hmm. soul, you mm-hmm. know, and I got to see these, I had the great honor and privilege of being present at these people's deaths.
Yes.
You know, and that's a great honor.
That's so powerful. What yeah. happens when the death, if you will, occurs and the spirit leaves the body? Is there something that like noticeable? I mean, obviously, duh, the body is lifeless, but yeah. do you feel and see or?
You know, it's funny that you ask because I've been at a lot of deaths. And you know, when I remember when I was a nurse, seeing people die, and then it was just kind of like they were asleep, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. in the physical body, there's nothing you could really tell.
Mm-hmm.
But you could feel it.
Yeah.
You yeah. could feel it. And now I can feel much more.
Mm-hmm.
But really you asked me what developed my gifts. So having that awareness as a nurse and then moving forward in all the stages of yoga, meditation, that definitely started me on my way. But then it was really taking the healing courses, you know, in my insatiable quest for digesting that vibration, if you will.
Yes.
And those awarenesses that raised my vibration and raised my awareness.
Yeah.
And it's a practice. You yeah. know, that's why I really don't call it my business. I call it my practice, because every person that walks through my door, it's just such an honor to be able to be trusted with and work with their spirit and their soul. Because it's a practice. You know, you yeah. just, the practice of it is total surrender. So of course God's gonna take you through a place in your life where you struggle with something to hold on in your ego and try muscling it through life and pushing and ramming until you are required to, in your soul, mind, body, and spirit, to just surrender.
How do you surrender?
You have to get, you know, the ego is really tough. And when you're a healer, the ego is even tougher.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because it has to be to hold the light, right? So yeah. like you have to know how to do that. You have to know how to be tenacious. And then I think it's just getting sick of, like I said, getting sick of battling yourself and battling your mind and battling the ego. And you say there's another way and there's a God and God is love. And oh, by the way, I am love and
B-T-W.
I am light, you know, and then you just say, and I've been living my life in surrender for some time now, but you know, you go in and out because you have an ego, you're human.
Well, we're supposed to go in and out.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
But you know, things life will test you. Some things will pop up and you're like, am I going to surrender or am I going to fight this?
Right.
And it's like, no, I'm going to surrender because I know that that's the answer through my experience.
Right.
So you just start paying attention.
Yeah.
And then, when you're healing, the main thing you have to do is you have to be in a state of surrender. You are a clear channel for the light, and that channel, you're not in control. Mm-hmm. I'm not, when my clients come to me, I'm not in control what comes through.
Yeah.
It's what God wants to come through, right? That source of light and love.
Yeah. What are you seeing? Obviously not specific people, but you see a lot of people who, are probably having really interesting experiences. We're in a very intense time on the planet. Energetically, we are in an ascension process, which that's the ascension brings up a lot of the darkness within our ego and all of that. And that, you know, need to surrender then is a piece of that puzzle.
But sure.
like, what are you seeing right now in your in your practice with others and in your healing, like that people are really needing help with.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. I attract a lot of healers.
Oh.
Yeah, I attract a lot of empaths and a lot of healers. And so I'm seeing a lot of people waking up is what I'm seeing.
Mm.
And they're coming to me because they're being called. Yeah. And so I'm helping them develop their gifts. I'm helping them surrender. So that's also
that
an honor.
That is really cool.
That's a whole new level.
Helping
that's
the
coming
healer
through.
Heal thyself.
Well, yeah, and heal others.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all doing this together. It doesn't just take one of us.
Yeah.
You know,
wow,
we're all being
powerful.
Called up to do that. But yeah, I've been taking on some little jobs of being a mentor.
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's a whole nother level. It's exciting.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what, you know, how do you feel like the work you're doing is transforming the world, transforming lives? Big question.
Yeah.
How's it transforming your own life?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Well, I feel like my work transforms people because, you know, everybody's looking for answers.
Mm.
Everybody is a soul.
Yeah.
And so at some point in your life, you're going to come to, and sometimes people don't, and that's fine. They'll just reincarnate, you know, to do it again.
Yeah.
But everybody's looking for meaning and everybody's looking for who they are. And everybody, I think at the core of existence, everybody wants to matter.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to make a difference.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to know themselves. And through knowing themselves, they're going to know God, the source of love, right? So that's my job, is to introduce people to themselves, introduce people to their true selves, to their soul, and then help them to love that.
Yeah.
So that then they can love others. And that comes in the form of sharing healing, of developing their gifts, their intuitive gifts. It comes in many forms.
And that, by virtue of the act of helping them to shift and to be the love and to be the light, that changes the vibration. That changes the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but it's sometimes it's a shadowy path. You know, you've got this darkness, which you think is darkness, right? That you're dealing with, and you don't know how to navigate through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your calling card, you know, to come forth and step forth and say, okay, are you gonna make a decision to shift and deepen and grow through this? You know, because that's free will.
Right.
So we all get a choice to do that. Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to start and come back to it, but that's what's transformative about my work.
Yeah, that is so wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you're a healer, you know, don't you get exhausted? And it's my joy. You know, it's my soul. That's what I was born to do. And it's not me doing the healing. You know, a lot of people have misconstrued ideas about there's no ego or power in being a healer. You know, it's a very courageous job just to be surrendered to not be in control of your life. And
yeah,
I mean, I don't mean completely. I mean, you know, there's
right,
some
absolutely.
Control.
You
but,
step aside.
But
let
you
the
kind
light
of let
come.
The light come
yeah.
through. You let the light come through. And
yeah.
so...
And you actually, it is a conscious act to surrender every time you step into that role or, you know, like you're seeing your clients, you do your meditation, you step aside to be that vehicle or
right.
you go out to the world. Like I like to go to like places where there's thousands of people. I actually don't like it, but I remind myself that I do like it because I go to those places, whether it's a sporting event or the airport or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just light up the whole place because I feel like that's for me to do.
Wow.
So you can
cool.
shine the light on all those people
yeah.
while you're in their presence. You can, you know, and it's wonderful to pray for people and pray for the earth and all that.
But just your vibration helps.
To go into a space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Space, like space clearing, you know, that's a cool thing too.
Yeah.
Is to do that. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, God's doing the healing through me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a humble vehicle that walks around and is offering that service. So yeah.
Well, you are so gifted and so full of light. And, you know, I mean, people need to people need to know, you know, that you are available. So I'm glad doing this.
Thank you so much.
Before we go though, you have a very exciting creation and new product you are launching. What in the world?
I do. So I have something called the Holy Spirit Deck. So I really had an affinity with the angels. I was schooled by Dorian Virtue as an angel intuitive a few years back. But I've been using angel cards since 2000, I think. And I just got sick of using everybody else's cards and I wanted to have my own. And, you know, I really was called to do these. It's just, you know, how things kind of happen with spirit. I met the author and myself, but I met the artist, Aaron Leeper, and we developed a pretty close friendship. And the first time I ever met her though, I said, do you want to do angel cards? Cause her art is so beautiful. And she said, absolutely. She's awesome. And, I said, okay, great. And so then when I started working with her art, I just started getting so inspired. And then it was, of course, saints and angels and Jesus and the Blessed Mother, who I'm very close with. And then I just kind of hit me one day. It's like, what's the real power behind these cards? Mm. You know, what is the one common denominator? And it was the Holy Spirit, right?
I love that.
Yeah. So that's like the comforter, the guider, the guidance.
And just, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to change people's minds, but I also want to shine light on the fact that this is not about religion. This is about the energy that created us, and the Holy Spirit is such a powerful energy. And so I was raised as a Christian. My dad's Jewish. I'm Jewish. I'm like a spiritualist. I'm like all these things. And so I love shining light. And so I just want to make sure people can hear this.
Right.
And know that there's nothing wrong with religion. We are just coming from this place of, this is about the energy that created us with, and it's not the construct of a book or a church or.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, it just happens to me to be my vibe. It might not be somebody else's vibe, but there is one source of love.
Yes.
You know, and from that source of love comes angels and saints and guides and all of it, you know? And so it's just kind of like, what is yours? Right. And so this is mine. And so there is a Holy Spirit that guides us, that protects us.
Yes.
That gives us messages and works with the angels. You know, they're like the angels and guides are kind of like, they work for God. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this creating this deck was one of the greatest joys of my life.
I don't consider
myself creative, but this was a very creative project. And, I'm super excited about it.
No, when are they going to be available?
So I just found out that they're going to be here on the 10th of December.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, I thought they were going to be here sooner, but the 10th of December. So I'm super excited about that, just in time for Christmas.
Oh, that's
people have been really supportive.
Wonderful.
I'm really grateful just because it's exciting.
It is so exciting. Where can people buy them when they are available?
So unfoldingdivinity.com.
Unfoldingdivinity.com.
You can buy them right off the website.
Oh, perfect.
Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the shipping and tax is all included on there and we'll all work there. Or you can just get in contact with me and I can get you a deck if you're local.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
You are such a gift to this world. I am so thrilled that we have come into each other's spheres and I'm excited to continue to unfold and learn more and be touched by you, and I'm really excited for your adventure and the Holy Spirit deck. I mean, I know that like they will help people find the answers within themselves.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
and that's really when it goes right back to the question of what's so transformative about your work is that I take people into themselves. And, you know, there's the old saying, teach people how to fish, don't give them the fish to eat, teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
So that's my motto, because then they'll be able to do that lifelong and then pass it on.
Yes.
Right. So yeah, I'm excited too. So
wonderful.
Thank you. And find me on Facebook at Unfolding Divinity and on Instagram at Therese_Shanley.
Well, thank you so much. We are thrilled.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure you'll come back, hopefully,
yes.
And we'll talk more as wonderful things unfold.
For sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been the Wonder Health Podcast, and we just thank you for tuning in.